USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House has voted to remove Georgia Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene from her committee assignments. They were angry over some social media posts where she appeared to endorse the far-right conspiracy group QAnon.
I was allowed to believe things that weren't true, and I would ask questions about them and talk about them. And that is absolutely what I regret.
Congresswoman Green said the controversial posts were made before she was elected to Congress. President Biden was at the State Department with a strong message.
America is back. America is back. Diplomacy is back at the center of our foreign policy.
He said during his call with Russian President Vladimir Putin, he made it clear that the days are over with the United States rolling over in the face of Russia's aggressive actions, such as interfering in the elections. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Drug company Johnson & Johnson says it's asking the FDA for emergency use authorization for its one-dose COVID-19 vaccine. The vaccine is cheaper to make because it doesn't have to be kept at such low temperatures as the other vaccines. The Wisconsin Republican legislature repealed the governor's mandatory statewide mask order. Democratic Governor Tony Evers then immediately issued another one.
We know that as we work to get shots in the arm as quickly as we have vaccines available, no amount of vaccine in the world could bring back the lives we stand to lose if we have no statewide mitigation strategy in place to prevent the spread of COVID-19 in Wisconsin.
Evers said his priority is to keep people safe, and he said wearing a mask is the most basic way to do that. The lawmakers had argued that Governor Evers had exceeded his authority by extending the mask mandate. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Voting technology company Smartmatic has filed a suit seeking $2.7 billion in damages against Fox News, some of their network hosts, and some attorneys of former President Trump. The defamation lawsuit was filed in New York State Supreme Court against Fox News Corporation and their hosts, Lou Dobbs, Maria Bartiromo, and Jeanine Pirro, as well as then-President Trump's legal team, Rudy Giuliani and Sidney Powell. The CEO of Smartmatic told CNN that they had no choice. The lawsuit alleged that the defendants, disappointed that President Biden and Kamala Harris won the election, saw an opportunity to capitalize on President Trump's popularity by inventing a story. According to the suit, they needed a villain and someone to blame. They needed to have someone they could get to hate others, a story of good versus evil, the type that would incite an angry mob. They said it only works if the storyteller provides the audience with someone who personifies the evil. Without any true villain in the story, the defendants had to invent one, and they decided to make Smartmatic the villain in their story, according to the lawsuit. The New York State Bar Association opened a historic inquiry last month on removing Giuliani from its membership for repeating Trump's baseless claims of widespread election fraud at a rally of Trump supporters preceding the U.S. Capitol riot that left 5 dead, including Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.